Hello everyone and welcome back to the International Dental Student Trends Podcast. In today's episode, we will be talking about some discussion points on the 10 prompt questions from the last episode. Before we start our discussion points, there are two things that I want to talk about. So in my experience, I feel it's more of an interview when you share your experience. So when I started interviewing for IDP program, I wasn't sure what they're looking for. So I was trying to more in sense of figure out what's the best way to answer a particular question. As I interviewed, especially during my residency interviews, I started to share what I wanted the interviewer to know about me. And I realized that was actually a better way. There are certain experiences that I want to share, some skills, some knowledge, some experience that I'm coming with. So I would try to focus on answering so I can relate those of my important experiences with interview questions. What I mean by that is instead of looking for this is a question and I need to find an ideal way to answer this question, I started to think about this is an experience of mine or an example I want to share. Which question can they ask me where I can share this example? Because this example showcased I've done X, Y, and Z. Second, there are certain questions, special ethical questions that have a policy or ethic that you can associate with when it comes to personal interview. Every question is kind of your life story. The answer is coming from your life story, your examples. And if I say the answer in a particular way or in a particular order, I'm actually influencing you and you may think that this is the only way to answer that question. And I don't think that's the right way. So in today's podcast, I'm talking about discussion points for questions. The discussion points will help you to think about the events and examples in your life. So it is from a standpoint of provoking your thought process. Let's start with our discussion. The first question that we talked about in our prompt question was there are three different aspects of dentistry that I appreciate or admire. Out of those three, which is the one that inspires me the most? The reason I asked the question this way was because most of the time when students answer about dentistry, they generally pick one aspect. But in reality, a lot of things that go hand in hand or go close together, or you can talk about one topic, but that topic could have like few other things that you can add into it. A lot of students, when asked about why dentistry, don't have an answer. Some students say they did not choose dentistry, but dentistry chose them. And I understand. But you are choosing dentistry at this point because you're applying for IDP programs. What is making you choose dentistry at this point? That's what the question should answer. So let's talk about some of the discussion points. Dentistry provides us with skills and knowledge so that we can help deliver efficient quality care to our patients. Under this, we can talk about both the acute and the chronic nature of the disease. We can talk about acute odontogenic infection, and we can also talk about the chronic nature of certain diseases such as gingivitis, periodontitis. Most of us are dentists from another country, and I'm sure you can relate to an example from your life as a dental student or a dentist where you have delivered care and felt grateful that you had these skills and you could serve a patient. Second point, the art that comes with dentistry. And there are so many things to talk under this. We can talk about the restorations, class 4 composites, amalgam, creating the anatomy on the teeth. We could talk about dentures. The third discussion point is material. In my opinion, material is a good discussion point, but not a lot of students talk about materials. There are so many materials to talk about. We have SDF, MTA, composites. We can also talk about newer techniques such as resin infiltrations that can be done for non-cavitated lesions that extend from E1 to D1. Also other things to talk about such as regenerative endodontics. The fourth point could be bringing a positive change or promoting oral health care. For example, let's talk about perinatal and infant oral health care. I am taking this from the reference manual of pediatric dentistry. And one of the recommendations talks about advice expecting and new parents regarding the importance of their own oral health and the possible transmission of carcinogenic bacteria from parent or primary giver to the infant. And there are times when parents actually don't know this, sharing these recommendations and aspects of dental disease, so you can bring awareness and focus on prevention. The fifth point is the dental and the medical connection. We can talk about how oral health affects the general health, as well as talk about how in certain medical conditions or complex medical histories, we collaborate with other healthcare providers to deliver care in a safe and efficient manner for our patients. Number six is on a personal note. You could have inspired by a family member or someone that was close to you who was a healthcare provider, and seeing them interact with their patients and providing care influenced you to seek a career in healthcare as well, and then you chose dentistry. You can talk about digital dentistry with the new advancements and developments. And as you see, so many things to talk about dentistry. So somebody can talk about the sixth point, that it was a personal note, they started dentistry due to knowing someone in healthcare. And then they can talk about the first point, which is about delivering patient care, or and associate with the fourth point, which is bringing positive change. Or somebody could talk about the second point, which was the art of dentistry and related to the materials or the digital dentistry. So like I said, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to dentistry. What inspires you, why you appreciate and admire it. Let's go to the second question, which was, how do I envision my ideal work as a US trained dentist? What will be three of my professional and personal goals? I wrote this question specifically thinking about both professional and personal goals, because a lot of time when students are thinking about their vision, both short-term and long-term, they mostly emphasize on the professional aspect. But if someone didn't specifically ask you about professional, I don't see a reason not to include the personal aspect about it. So if you see your life, dentistry is a part of your life. It's not your whole life. So I am hoping that when you are choosing your vision for your short-term and long-term goals, you are incorporating personal goals. And personal goals could be anything, such as one of mine is to learn swimming. I did not learn swimming growing up, so now I'm kind of fearful of going into a larger body of water, such as an ocean, and I miss a lot of fun activities. So one of my personal goals is to learn swimming. A personal goal could be anything. It could be related to family, it could be related to having a healthy lifestyle, it could also be running a marathon or a half marathon. So anything could go in your personal goal. Now, coming to professional goals and seeing yourself work as a US trained dentist, there are a lot of things over here to think about as well, right? As a dentist, there are different avenues that you can practice in. You can be an associate or you could be an owner dentist. It could be that you want to work with an FQHC, which is a federal qualified health center, or a community clinic, or you want to teach. The other things that can be talked about in finding a professional goal could be research. So in my opinion, research is actually a way of giving back to our profession. By doing research, we're finding evidence. The more evidence we have in favor of one versus another, that gives us justification of why one thing is better or one protocol is better than another. Research helps us to set the clinical practice guidelines. If you think something could be better, you can advocate for it. Research is a way of advocating. And that brings me to the other point that can be talked about when it comes to setting up your professional goal, which is advocating. So you could advocate for your patients. So you could advocate for policies. So those were some points that could be talked about when it comes to your professional and personal goals. Question number three, what professional experiences am I proud of and what makes it significant to me? The reason I asked this question and the way I've written this question is I actually want you to look at all the professional experiences that you have done so far and see how each of that experience was meaningful to you. So what you've learned from it, and from all that experiences, then pick one experience which is significant to you. Let's look at an example. So if someone started their dental journey in US as a volunteer dental assistant, and then they saw how it was helping them, so they did some certification courses and became a DA, and then they became RDA. So you can see a growth mindset with this. And if asked a question about your experience, like even your current experience of an RDA, you can still go back and talk about the journey and how it has been significant or meaningful to you. That helps the interviewer know actually more about your journey. Let's talk about another example. Someone did a master's related to research. Let's say their journey was that they were initially a volunteer. They volunteered as a research assistant. And they realized while they were working with research that there were some things that they were not aware of and felt a master's program will help. They were able to use their skills and knowledge from their master's program now back into research and were able to present their research in conferences as poster presentations. So that was meaningful for them. Is there a specific habit of mine that I would like to change for the better? Reflect and see if there's a habit that you feel like should be changed or you can change, and it would only help you to become a better person. So I am actually going to talk about two. One is a habit that I felt I worked on, and second is a habit that I want to change for better. So the first habit I want to talk about is public speaking. When I initially came to US, I was a shy person. And as I got involved into volunteering opportunities, which included research, I realized that the results I have to present in a conference, so I have to get comfortable being a public speaker. This habit of mine, which is that I became comfortable with something that I was uncomfortable, actually benefited me in the long run. I was more comfortable doing class presentations. I have done research presentations, broadened my opportunities. Let's talk about the second habit, which is the habit that I'm working on. So, I've realized that there are days when I encounter something which is overwhelming at work. And sometimes I bring those feelings home. It's actually not good for my mental health. One of the things that is helping me is that after work, I sit in my car, and before I start driving home, I give myself a little space. So I think about what has happened, if there is a lesson that I can learn from it. And this way, I give a little space before I start my journey of driving back home, which helps me not to keep marinating on those thoughts on my drive back. And once I reach home, if a thought comes back, I again try to see if there's something I can do with it. If not, maybe I'm just worrying about it and I remind myself not to. It's a little hard. That's why I said it's still a work in progress. And I think we all can think about a habit that we want to break so that we can change it for better. Let's go to question number 5. What positive habits do I possess that I want to continue cultivating? If you search Google, there are a lot of positive habits that come. How are you going to describe a habit that's close to you is by giving an example. I'm going to give an example of two habits. The first one is organization. I completely understand Capit is a huge application and a process in itself. So it requires organization skills. For someone who, for example, completed in March, I'm pretty sure they planned way ahead for things. Could have been working since January on personal statement or how you want to write all your experiences. You were ready before Capit even opened up. You reached out to your recommenders and asked for a letter of recommendation and told them what the steps will be to submit the recommendation letter. That all requires organization. That's an example that can be shared. And that's an example that can be showcased to an interviewer. So maybe you're volunteering and then you're going for assisting, you're working. So there is an organization that is required by you so that you can actually be part of all those multiple activities. that's something that can be talked about with an example from your life experience. Let's talk about second, which is monitoring progress. An example in this case could be somebody who has a goal in mind, and what they do is after a certain period, try to see if it's working or not. For example, there's someone out who's preparing for bench exam, and it's taking them 2 hours to do a class two, and there are things that they can improve and work on. So every time they make a prep, they write down things that can be changed. And one of the things they want to do is see they can decrease the amount of time they're taking to make that prep. So with every tooth preparation, they're learning something, they're trying to improve on it, as well as they're trying to improve on their time skill. That's an example of monitoring progress that could be talked about. Let's talk about question number 6. Which was, in what ways can I leverage my experience to make meaningful contribution to a dental program? This is an important question. Reflect back on the experiences that you have so far and see how it's meaningful to a program. For example, someone is coming with dental assisting experience. As a dental student, you don't always have a dental assistant by your side. Sometimes your classmates help you with the procedure, and if you're coming in with dental assisting experience, you can assist your classmate so they can deliver care for their patients as well as learn. Or say you did research, you can bring that experience. And there's a project that the school is pursuing and there's a way you can contribute to that research project. Or maybe you worked as an attending or a faculty in your home country. You're coming with experience to teach. So if someone is having a hard time understanding a concept, maybe you have an easier way for them to understand something you're bringing to the program. Or say you volunteered for an event which you helped organize. So next time when the school is organizing an event, your skills from what you have learned from volunteering at that event is something you're bringing to the program. So look at your experience and see what are the things from your experience that you have learned that can be meaningful to a program? The next question is important for your reflection, and that's question number 7, which is, in group settings, it's important to be mindful of the personal qualities that help individuals excel as team members. What are 2 of my qualities that can help in a group setting? This is to help you understand your personal qualities you are bringing when you're working in a group setting. And if you search on Google, there will be a lot of qualities that will come. How is it going to stand out? Is by giving an example from your life experience. So let's talk about someone who is doing masters or has done masters. So let's take an example. During course, we had a group project where there were a group of 4 and we were supposed to design a study. We all were from healthcare backgrounds. The way we chose a topic was that we voted and see which topic would be useful for all of us to learn from. And we chose Z topic because it helped us to understand both oral health as well as its impact on health. And one of the things that helped me is I like to know what my expectation is and when am I supposed to submit that expectation. So what I did is that I created a Google sheet, and for each member of my group, I wrote down what is expected of them and when it is due, keeping in mind that we need a week after the due date of each one of us just to make sure that the project looks good. And just in case anyone has any difficulties to reach that deadline, one of my classmates was responsible for data analysis, but my classmate reached out to me as he was having a hard time finding the right one. So we sat down, we worked on it together to find a test for data analysis. It was nice to see in that group setting, my classmate felt ease to reach out to me so that we can find an appropriate test for. So in this example of master's project, there are 2 qualities being talked about. One is organization, and the way it's described is like, okay, yes, I assigned the roles, and then also a detail of Google Sheet. The second quality is reliability, that the classmate felt that it was easy to go talk to this person. And as a listener, it's easy to remember someone with this example. Let's take a second example for someone that works as a DA. In my role as a dental assistant, I learned a very important skill, which is time management. As a dental assistant, we all have a shared goal, which is to make sure that day runs efficiently. And in case we are short-staffed, I learned to utilize my time wisely. In case I'm waiting for a patient, I would see who can I go help. Maybe I could go turn over the room or help someone take radiograph. If you see, this is an interesting example because there are two qualities being shared in this as well. One is the time management, which is that this person understands that if they are waiting on something, in that time, they can go help someone. The second is a shared goal, and the success of that is dependent on everyone. Moving on to number 8. What are the top 2 qualities I consider crucial for dentists, and how am I incorporating them in my professional development?
The first one is understanding that we will be lifelong learners. There will always be new
advancements in technology, materials, techniques, and we have to keep updating our skills and knowledge. For an example, let's talk about antibiotic prophylaxis for dental patients at risk for infection. And I'm again taking this from the reference manual of pediatric dentistry. So clindamycin is no longer recommended for antibiotic prophylaxis for a dental procedure. Recent changes to the American Heart Association guidelines have removed the use of clindamycin due to frequent and severe reactions. It's important that we update our knowledge. In fact, we have to keep learning. This could be done through continuing education courses, signing up for newsletters from the organizations such as American Dental Association or EDA. The second quality I want to talk about is emotional intelligence. In my understanding, it plays a role both with understanding your patients as well as I want to say understanding your staff. Question 9, what kind of favorable impact will participating in this program have on my professional journey? This question actually goes back to your intention list, and I want you to think how going to IDP program is going to help. But if you're preparing an interview for a particular school, see how that school will have a favorable impact on your professional journey. This goes back to our first episode of intention list. Question number 10. What aspects of myself do I want to share during an interview to showcase my character and experience truly? The reason I have this question is because I want you to understand your experience, and if anything significant has happened which you want to share with the interviewer or school, I want you to be ready for it. Every experience helps you to learn something and helps to build character. Try to focus on what you have learned from that experience. And how are you utilizing your time now? We are towards the end of discussing the discussion points for the 10 prompt questions. Before I end this discussion, I'm going to talk about 2 more things. One, the more details you discuss actually helps to make your answer better. So if you remember the question about the group setting, there were 2 examples discussed. One was about master's project and the second one was about the position as a DA. So in the master's project, it was explained a bit about the project and how the events happened. And in the DA one, there's actually more that you learn. You learn that this person is able to adapt themselves when there's short staff or when things change. If you listen to the example about the crucial quality, there was an example about the antibiotic. That example actually helps the interviewer know that you understand something has changed recently and you are aware of it. And the second point I want to discuss, I said share what you want to share. You have to share from your life experience. So the first question of the different aspects of dentistry, we talked about a few points, and I hope that helps you to understand the thought process and you can find what you want to share about dentistry with. Or when we talked about reflecting on your experience, Hopefully, the points we discussed will help you understand how you reflect on your experience, how you see what you have learned from it, and how you can integrate your experiences together and find a way to share your experience. We're towards the end of our third podcast. In my opinion, the key to successful application lies in preparation, self-reflection, and a genuine representation of who you are and your aspirations. Always remember, every step you take brings you closer to your goals. Goodbye for now.